الله الرحمن الرحيم. You notice that in these days we find that all kinds of classes people are going to, Islamic classes in Madrasa and so many Muslim schools also the same. Men are going to Islamic classes, women are going all the time, they've been in different classes all the time. But the fitna is increasing more. This Mahathir said this. I'm not saying. The more we got these activities, the more increase of all kinds. The reason for that is because of intermingling. Intermingling. Therefore, that's a very big sin. And we take it at a very small act. That extent that, like the husband's younger brother, or the husband's bigger brother, or his children, his nephews, nieces, who one is supposed to make parda with. But they say, you know, they grew up in parda. What is necessary for us to make parda? These kind of statements they make. And he's gone to that extent that he's surprised that, okay, if they grew up with you, they're not committing, they have no bad intentions. But the sin is still there. The sin is still there. Then you're supposed to make parda. And don't do that. In the book of deeds, what's written there? It's written that you committed a sin. So one should be very, very careful, be conscious about this. And it's happening very open at our homes nowadays. And even on functions too, intermingling all the time. They don't know what they're looking for. You'll be surprised what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening. Then you get a shock what is happening. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has been law about in this world is the best for us. We cannot see it, but do not accept it. And do not argue with the law of Allah. Man does not argue the law of the country. He just abides to it. But here the law of Allah is, Allah knows best what is good for us. And the Hukama have said this too. That you'll be very careful when it comes to this parda business. I'll give an example. Last week I can receive a phone call. Where a person tells me that Maulana, I've got a very big problem. What's your problem? My problem is this much. That my niece, her uncle is going to interfere with her. And he knows openly that she is haram. No Mamaji. Because he's a Mamaji, he comes in. Look where he's gone to. He doesn't realize that he's supposed to be very careful. And he's interfering with her. Fortunately, she had the guts to bring his trouble to the family. So that they could bring a stop to it. But just imagine where it's gone to. That I have to tell that person, that uncle, or whoever he is, he's 80 years old, and this is where it's gone to that extent, that I told him it is haram to him to go to the house also. You are not going to talk to him too. Now this is what you call, because of the Allah Ta'ala, I'm not talking to you. You understand? You break off relationship because he's committed guna, which is haram. And fortunately that girl was strong enough to bring forward. If she got frightened, did not bring forward, then what will happen? It leads to so many other wrongs. We do not know, but let me tell another incident. Nephews, nieces, living in one house. In the end of the day, the man of the house, his nephew is his children. His children, the outcome of from his wife is from his nephews. The nephews have all their affairs. And the poor man now is down the drain, blame. Why? Because why are we doing all the wrong things? We are allowing them to meet one another. good families, we are loving them to meet one another, we don't look for Allah's command. But the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi and his own cousins were so old, they reached a certain age, at that time they want to come and make their contact, he said, they did not allow them to. You are not concerned whether they are happy, you are only concerned Allah will be happy. We today we are not so concerned of him. Do you know something? Likewise the lip clubs are going to. The child, their daughter is going to the lip club. End of the day what happens? Then they end up in this manner that they now get mixed up. There's now one case came to me now. Today, the girl wants to run away from the job with the driver. But tell me where you are going to. You are trying to save you and save Islam. Save yourself. Do the right things. This parda is not a small thing. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. Our women don't want to make parda too. So this intermingling must take it out of our lives. Our young boys too. Another one, the young from young fellow now, he ran away with his cousin now. When we get married to him, he takes and asks me, what must I do? I said, what must you do? When they ran away, what must you do now? Now you're looking to cover your face everywhere. What I'm trying to tell you, where we are going to? What's the reason for that? Only for one reason. I know the talk of the cell phone all the time. That is the main cause of it. The main cause is cell phone. But I'm trying to tell you where we go on to be going because Islamic studies carrying on. The mother is gone there, the father is gone to this place. Everything they're doing, but what's happening at the end of the day? He's doing more sins, more fitna the day. More fitna the day. So this is how we go on to now. That poor man, I'm very disappointed, I'm disturbed, but I tell you it is your own fault that you allow your nephew to stay in your own house and having a play with your wife. Just imagine your own sins, your own nephews, and then look at the children that all children don't belong to him, to belong to the nephew. And that's why the man is broke down. Now I'm concerned, the man is breaking down and concerned what great part that he does to us. We're still not showing any importance to it. We're not showing any importance to it. We still allow our women to talk with the men. We must stop all those things. Between namaz one side, we can commit guna one side too. And the youngsters also doing the same thing too. They're putting the eyes, they're putting the wrong places too. Well, what are they studying then? So we have to look after ourselves, look after the children also. This great Kantaki is a very bad thing. You do not know that the error of the shaitan, once it gets into a person's heart, it's very difficult to come out of it then. Many people have become victims of it. So we have to learn now. I'm not saying you must confide to the wife, but bring about the rule that close to yourself and make parda. It must not be that you tell the wife to make permission, but you are not making parda. You must become an example first. This parda is a very important. Allah has brought all the mu'minin and the rubu min abasarihim. Allah has said to put your glance below the ground, not to look everywhere. So one side doing namaz, so one side doing this also. So Allah has saved us all. Very important, and do not take it as a light thing. Then the next moment your wife is gone with someone else, and this is what happens. Again, another case came to me. Now what is wrong? You know, we're playing cards and my friend's wife and my friend's wife. I said, what is wrong with the wife? When I say when you lose the wife, then you tell me what is wrong. He asked me. Not even 1 month time you lost your wife. With his best friend. So what I'm trying to tell you, you do something wrong, Allah does not like that. So you have to take it out of the system. That what is Allah's command is the best for us. You will learn to accept it. You will learn to accept it and you see how much barakah to get in the thing there. But you must be kind enough to talk the right way. Make sure that law Allah. Not that, you know, today, you know, we have a bride, let's have a mix. I was shocked. One person came to me, tell me, you are going on bride. When you go there, there's dancing taking place. Each one taking its own husband and dancing. I'm not talking of anything, I'm talking of now. And the good families, we're not supposed to do all those things. They're supposed to be doing good things, but that was happening to every house. And we are also participating in those things too. We encourage those things too. What do you expect then? When you do the wrong thing, what do you expect? All the time when you are dark, the most important thing is your eyes. Your eyes is very important. Make sure that you control your eyes, not look at the wrong things. Once you look at it, it's gone. Your eyes will just slip away. That is why, you know, that person is following the woman. The woman looks at him and says, what are you looking at me for? He says, no. He didn't say anything. You don't fear Allah. She said, you don't fear Allah. And she carried on. And while she was walking, he looked, you are still following. After he said, you don't fear Allah, you are still walking. She looked at him now and said, why are you now following me? He He said, your eyes have drawn me. Your eyes have drawn me. The moment she said to her dad, she said, okay, come. He thought now he's very happy, now he's getting invitation. She takes him to the house, make him sit down, and she was from a very rich family too. Everything was present there, make him sit down. The next moment she goes to the room and comes with a tray, presenting in front of this person. When he comes in front of the person, he's thinking now gifts are coming, you see, gifts are coming. And he opened the thing, he has two eyes. Two eyes. He said, what is this now? He says, she says, that eye will cause fitna, cannot be in my body. She took the eyes out. Just to tell you what the eyes can do. Do not look down at anyone, look at our own self. Do not look at anyone else, look at our own self. We got all our thoughts on ourselves. Try to put our own thoughts right. And remember one thing, one time, one mistake you make is because it's difficult to put it right. So parda is very important. And parda today is sad. Those days the parda was the way the woman should wear parda, but the man did not put it second time to. You can forget first time. Yet the way the woman wears parda, the man will look 10 times. Who is this person? Why? Because you're dawning yourself. You're not supposed to dawn. You're supposed to dawn for your husband. At home, you look at the woman, she's not well dressed at all. The husband comes, you don't want to look at the wife too. Where they said in the hadith too, is a kitab also, when the husband comes home, the way the wife has dawned herself, in a manner that all the problems are gone. All the problems are gone. She must smile and wait for them. But she won't do that, but when she goes to some function, that means she's not ready for the husband, she wants others to admire her. Whereas who's supposed to admire? I'm sorry to say, they may get hurt what I'm saying, but what is the truth I've been told? That they are doing that today. They did not warn themselves the husband. The husband is tired, that was supposed to be. He's very, very tired, he comes home. The way he's tired, but the way when she's drawn herself and comes in front of the husband, that all his tiredness goes away, all his problems go away too. There was one very, very great woman, pious woman. She should dawn herself and come to the husband, you need me or not? The moment she says, I do not need you, then that's the time he goes and she throws herself and makes the ibadah. So what I'm trying to say to you, please, do not have a woman, I don't want to use the wrong word, loitering around, going to this place, that place, you know, stay at home. The woman's place is at home. She must remain at home. She's the queen of the house. She must be happy in the house. She's not supposed to go outside or for unnecessary things. Even if you go for unnecessary, this is the outcome of it. Allah Ta'ala must protect us all. And I'm saying again, do not look down at anyone. Please do not look down at anyone, look down on yourself. So Allah must give us the tawfiq of acting on that. So that is the first thing that is important for what is happening in society. I'm just giving it to our eyes also. There's so many others I can tell you be shocked. You will be shocked from whose home. Then you tell me my daughter ran away. You say, daughter, non-Muslim. And now you will make a Muslim. For what? For convenience. He doesn't want to become Muslim because of Islam. Because he wants to marry this person, but there's the convenience to get married. So what kind of marriage is that then? What comes out of that too? Just the convenience. The father got no face. The mother got no face anymore. It's because of our own wrongdoings. Second thing is most important, that many people, you know, they want to come on the right path. But they find it difficult. Difficult. And Allah Ta'ala is one who always makes things easy for us. He don't make it not difficult, easy for us. So Allah Ta'ala says, okay, I always want you to, I don't want to punish you, so I'll do one thing for you. That whenever you commit a sin, make tawbah straight away. Listen to this very carefully. Whenever you commit a sin, that does not mean you commit sin now. No, I'm not saying you commit sin. The easiest way to reform, whenever you commit a sin, make tawbah straight away. Do not wait for the tawbah, to make tawbah. It's straight away when you committed a sin, oh Allah forgive me. That relationship to Allah must become strong again, oh Allah forgive me. And thereafter again you commit a sin, oh Allah forgive me, make tawbah. We're making tawbah at that time, continuous making tawbah. What will be the outcome? The outcome will be this, that the slowly, gradually, the love of Allah will overtake that. Because you make an effort to make tawbah. To tawbah is very important. Tawbah is very important. You make an effort that I must not commit a sin. Not commit, but you're making tawbah. While you're making tawbah all the time, then inshallah, the barakah of that, you leave your discipline. But if the person does not want to do that also, as the Thandi Rama says, then there is no other way. That is not interest. If the person is just for which other better remedy, then can that be said this? What is a better remedy this is? Communication, make toba. Little toba, stranger make toba. Then what happens? Automatically you come, the time will come that you keep away from all kinds of sins. So this is also a very big thing that's happening in the finding that. That you find that people, they do not want to make toba, then they expect things to happen. Likewise, the effect of ghibat, because ghibat is something which is very common now. What is the effect of the ghibat of the heart? We always think the ghibat of the tongue only. The ghibat of the heart is also very important. You don't realize that. First of all, it has become a common thing that when a person makes ghibat, next person, instead of backbiting, says, please stop it, do not talk about it. They say, now let me know more about what you're telling me. Now, what kind of person are you? When you find, see a person backbiting, you have to stop him immediately. Or you don't sit in that company at all, or walk away. But ghibat of the heart is something which very few people know about. During Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, very famous incident, coming out of the masjid, from the masjid, he saw a very strong person, a healthy person, strong person, and it crossed his heart, hey, look at this, strong young person, and he is begging. However, he just crossed his heart on him, and he went away. The more closer you become to Allah Ta'ala, the more quick Allah Ta'ala reminds you of your mistake. So what happened? He went to sleep, and while in the dream he sees the person giving him human flesh to eat. He told him, what is this? He said, human flesh, but it is haram, how can I eat it? He said, but this morning you will eat some human flesh. What do you mean by that? He said, didn't you think of that person who was sitting in a mosque? And you thought of him that look what kind of person he is. He said, that just came my heart on him. But that came your heart. But don't think that is give up also. Because you look down at him at the time. The moment you say what kind of person did you look down at him? That is self when you look down at him. So you look down at him at that time. So that comes give up also. It came to his senses that this is a very big mistake I got in my life. But now if you look into our life, how many mistakes we can have? That kind. We are victim of that crime so much, we don't feel anything about it at all, no commitment, not bother commit, that sin has been committed all the time. To think bad of a person, during namaz, everything. Look at that person like this, look at that person like that. We just talk it out, not realizing that we look down at him, that's why we're talking about him. So he goes and now wakes up, you know. Not like us, you know, if we see a dream, we say, well, it's a dream, next time I'll make sure, you know, I won't make that mistake again. They were fearing this, but Allah Ta'ala no more question on day of Qiyamah. That's why he spoke to woke up straight away and he went to search for that person, and that person became a kafir wali he was. He was a big wali. And so when he saw him, during Baghdadi Rahman, he said, oh, so you saw a dream, but you come and ask for maafi. Then he came to realize, you saw a dream, come and ask for forgiveness, he came to realize, oh Allah, what a big person. So in other words, he tried to tell him the reason why he had to. Then, and the clothing that he was wearing to tell was given to someone from someone else to wear on the day of Jummah. So we come to realize, so many things we do not understand that we are even being backbiting too. Backbiting is a very big sin. It's so big sin that it is worse than zina. You do not understand. We think zina is haram, it's not that, it's very, you know, you find people keeping away from zina. Lord, Alhamdulillah, you must keep away from zina. But worse than zina is backbiting. Who is doing that about that? You keep your eye from zina, you control your eyes, you control your tongue, you control everything, your heart, everything. That is controlling all that. But what about the controlling of the backbiting? Do you know something? Backbiting is so bad, if that person does not realize he's giving all his good deeds to him. Just imagine a whole year you're working so hard all your life, doing all the good ibadah to make all the ibadah. End of the day, that ibadah is going to your own enemy. Which person is that person who is happy to give home all his good things to his enemy? So we don't even realize that we are committing here, oh God, back, back. And every home you find, every home, the women are making wazifa, they're making all kinds of work, wazifa, all day the things that you find, with that they're making river cross. Back, back, this person, that person. You think that is a good thing to do? That's why we get a river cross, you a zina. A person who commits zina, he can cry to Allah, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive him. The person in riba, he can, that doesn't come to know you with riba about him, what happens to you? You have to ask for forgiveness. We don't even know that thing. That's why they say, if you sit in the company of people being backbiting, try to move away from there. And if you cannot move from him, what will happen to Allah? I cannot move from here under circumstances and I'm worried about him. You mustn't be happy. Today we are happy if someone talks bad on this person. You can more happy, why? Tell me more about him. So what kind of Islam that you want to do? Our Islam is supposed to be, everything must be in order. As you read namaz in order, as the fast in order, your akhlaq must be in order too. The biggest thing you must know that Nabi Karim Sallallahu was coming to this world to perfect what? Akhlaq. He said, I will send in this world to bring your perfection in akhlaq. If your akhlaq is not good, if your moral is not good, your conduct not good, you might imagine how much of ibadah you can make. That ibadah may not have any benefit to you. You'll be surprised. There was a woman that she used to make so much ibadah. Daily she made ibadah. Night time she's making ibadah. All the time she made ibadah. Sahaba Ikram told, Ya Rasul, she's making so much ibadah. But her neighbors are not happy with her. Her neighbors are not happy. Nabi Karim said that unfortunately, because of bad habits, he spoils the good habits too. Because of bad habits, the food has been spoiled also. Yet like honey, it means you put vinegar into honey, what happens? It gets spoiled. Likewise, your ibadah has been spoiled merely because you did all the good deeds, but because you have the next neighbor. How many of us today are doing that? I don't have to tell, look into our own selves, look how we are behaving. How we are behaving. Either we are behaving with our wife one side too, behaving at home one side too, at the outside one side too, our business dealing with one side too. Everything you look at, each one look at his own life and see what happens to you. Once Nabi Karim said, he said that I saw the Ummah making sajda and they all made sajda. But, and the veil of Allah between them was closed. You know, the veil was closed, not open. Only for those people the veil opened whose akhlaq was good. Whose akhlaq was good. Only the way of those people who were good, akhlaq, so that Allah opened the way. In other words, there were so many people, they may not make so much of nafil namaz, they may not make nafil fast, but because of the good akhlaq in them, good action, good character in them, the barakat of good character, akhlaq, they surpass those people because their actions have been seized. They surpass those people merely because of one good act, because of the good. The greatest thing is what? The greatest thing is akhlaq. You must win that. Islam was spread not to a sword. It was spread to akhlaq. So akhlaq is so important that you must know that that's the biggest thing. And Nabi Karim was the biggest example. Biggest example. One person comes, Aisha told Nabi Karim to Aisha. Aisha, this person is a bad person coming. Listen to this very carefully. Oh, Aisha, this person is a very bad person. No, we tell him, that is a bad old man. He's a bad old man, don't go near him. Don't see his face too. He's a bad old man. You know how we talk? Have to talk your language too. What does it do? So they say, no. So say, Aisha, this person is a very bad person, Aisha. Straight to him, he came to meet Nabi. Nabi was so good to him. The best of best. It's unreal, so best. The moment was so good to him, what was the outcome? When he went away, I said, Ya Rasul, you said that he's a bad person. How come you spoke to him so nicely? He said, oh, I said, if he's bad, I must be bad also. Listen to me very carefully. We got to have him definitely bad, I'll show him a point too. That's how we talk. No, oh, I said, if he's bad, I must be bad also. How many times people talk about him in Masjid Al-Aqsa in a bad way? That's it. Very soft. Very kind. Do not become like that. As soon as the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to bring those qualities to us. So majlis is one side, there is something about his parda, which is very important. Please not take it as a small thing, it's a very important thing.
In this world we are at the moment being full of fitna. Girls and boys is running away from one another. Because of fitna, because of no purdah. Purdah at home must be strict. They must be strict. Secondly, always remember, control your tongue. Do not bend by it. And the most important thing of all time, bring good akhlaq in this. The most important akhlaq, good character. Good. You can be sworn by someone. You know when that person, you can be sworn, but you do not swear that person. That person will call you, he says, come here, I'm inviting you. He goes to the house, he says, I've got no food, carry on. The person went away, he says, come here. He called him again, he says, yeah, okay. He called him a few times, he says, I've got no food, go. He says, please forgive me. I heard you're a very great saint, I was testing you. He says, what are you testing me? What you did, what I did, the dog does that. What I did? There is nothing high and mighty with actions. The dog does that. You know, when the master calls a dog, he comes. The master kicks the dog, so goes on, but still comes up and down. So I did the same thing. What Kamal, I got into me. This is what you're supposed to be. Good character. Be good character. Bring about farza in us. Bring all the good deeds in us, so that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. That's most important. Number one thing, crime can never be stopped by police. Crime can never be stopped by police, cannot be armed and ammunition, the army can come, it cannot stop both persons. Crime can only be stopped with taqwa. Fear of Allah. With all the crime, with all the armed and ammunition of police can come, the army can come, they can never stop you from crime. The only thing that can stop you from crime is what? Is taqwa, the fear of Allah. You have fear of Allah Ta'ala, then you got everything. So Allah Ta'ala will get through fear of taqwa of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhudah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah,